Have pulmonary hemorrhages been seen with 6474?
It's very interesting. This is the only anti-angiogenic agent in which pulmonary hemorrhages have not been a major problem. In all of our studies, we have not excluded patients with squamous cell cancer. And if you look at the phase 2 trials of sunitinib and sorafenib that were presented at ASCO this past year, those trials appropriately at this first stage of development did not exclude patients with squamous cell cancer, but in both cases, there were deaths from pulmonary hemorrhage in patients with squamous cell carcinoma of the lung. So I think the information that we have with bevacizumab and its risks of producing pulmonary hemorrhage in patients with squamous cell carcinoma has held true for every anti-angiogenic agent tested thus far, with the one exception of ZD6474. So on the safety side, we're quite encouraged by what we've seen so far. If the efficacy information holds up in the more definitive randomized phase 3 trials, which are now in progress, large trials with targeted accruals of over 1,200 patients, combining ZD6474 with docetaxel in the second line setting. There's another trial about to open where it will be combined with pemetrexed or Alimta in the second line setting. And then an international trial that I had, a randomized trial where it's going to be compared head to head with erlotinib. If we can see the kind of results that we saw in these randomized phase 2 trials, we think we'll have an important new agent for lung cancer patients.
Head-to-head with erlotinib in an unselected population?
Unselected population of patients, yes. It's interesting, when we look preclinically in a number of laboratory models, ZD6474 appears to have some effectiveness in cancers in which mutated RAS is overexpressed. Patients with KRAS mutations virtually never respond to EGFR-targeted agents such as erlotinib, Tarceva, or gefitinib, Iressa.
Any guess about why you see, for example, the lack of hemorrhage, why you see responses with KRAS overexpression?
Well, I don't know for sure. There are two possibilities I can think of. One is that it may be possible that when you combine EGFR inhibition with VEGFR inhibition, that since these angiogenic blood vessels, the endothelial cells in these blood vessels, do have EGF receptors, that it is possible that the combined inhibition of those receptors may do something to decrease the risk of pulmonary hemorrhage. The alternative explanation, of course, may be that it is possible that ZD6474 is not an effective anti-angiogenic agent, or that its anti-angiogenic end effects are mediated slightly differently so that pulmonary hemorrhage does not occur.
You mentioned sorafenib and sunitinib. What was seen there in terms of responses?
Well, with sorafenib, there were no objective responses seen using RECIST criteria. With sunitinib, the objective response rate was, I think, about 8.5% or 9%, so comparable to the response rate we saw with ZD6474. But keep in mind, it was an uncontrolled phase 2 trial. But I think the preliminary results were encouraging. On the other hand, the toxicity with sunitinib was a bit discouraging. 38% of patients in that phase 2 trial suffered adverse events that required study withdrawal. There was the expected rates of pulmonary hemorrhage in patients with squamous cell cancer. There were patients that had grade 3 hypertension. There was a relatively high rate of asthenia and fatigue. And there was hematologic toxicity in the form of grade 2, 3, and 4 neutropenia, meaning that this will be a difficult drug perhaps to combine with chemotherapy.